Hello there, I'm Dr. Curtis Finch, Superintendent of Deer Valley Unified School District. Welcome to a brand new episode of the award-winning Soup Scoop podcast. There are many paths to a career path, and DVUSD features 22 career areas for high school students to explore in our career and technical education classrooms, better known as CTE. And the education isn't confined to a classroom. CTE studies often take place outside of the classroom, in hands-on role-playing activities, or in the field the student is studying. DVUSD students have won numerous awards in CTE competitions recently, including marketing, healthcare, and food service management. Now we're proud to promote cybersecurity classes in a new construction industry's path. On this episode, you hear from the students, teachers, advisors, and professionals on how CTE can make a positive impact on a student's life, whether that student goes to college after high school or directly into the trades. Let's start with the students. As I was recently talking with several students of Ms. Sini Thomas's class at Sandra Day O'Connor High School. Ms. Thomas is the CTE instructor for AP Computer Science Principles, AP CSA, and Cybersecurity Networking, and her students are already reaping the benefits of their CTE education.
My name is Sini Thomas, and I am the CTE Computer Science teacher at Sandra Day O'Connor High School. I teach AP Computer Science Principles, AP Computer Science A, and AP Cyber 1 Advanced. And Cyber 2 would be like one more program that we're going to start the next school year. We have like really good success stories with my kids, and then I have some students who have moved on to taking internship roles in corporate companies. The best part of the program is once students finish their second year advanced software group, that's the program. So once they finish that, then they can actually do the industry certification, and then they can go on to applying for jobs in the local companies out here, especially the software companies.
Nice. So a lot of fun stuff happens in this O'Connor Eagle classroom. Maybe introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about how the impact of this class and this track on your journey.
Hi, my name is Dilip Saravadu. I'm a junior at Sandra O'Connor High School. This is my second year of computer science. I'm in a computer science advanced class in which we're learning Java. My teacher is Ms. Thomas, who just introduced herself. And I would say that my favorite part of the program is definitely the teacher, Ms. Thomas, because most teachers are more focused on just book memorization when it comes to teaching in general, but Ms. Thomas focuses more on invoking creativity, enhancing our critical thinking skills, which I think is really essential for the computer science program in general, because it's more of being creative and knowing how to use the code instead of just memorization of lines, which won't really help much. And as of now, I'm just trying to refine my coding skills. I'm not sure. I'm more open to many options for the future. And I'm really happy your school has a cybersecurity program now, because I'm more interested in pursuing that next year. So that's what I'm most looking forward to for this school year. And yeah, so now I'm the president of the coding club at our school. And one big thing for me is that, like, one regret I have is that I didn't do computer science in my freshman year. And it was after I joined sophomore year, after I had some friends tell me how great the class is, how great the teacher is, I started liking the class a lot, and I wanted to use that community, build the community bigger, and start the coding club so I could show the students talents to, like, outside schools as well, get them more involved in competitions, and get everyone closer together to make a big community, a bigger community.
It sounds like it's blooming here at O'Connor. Talk to me, introduce yourself, tell me about the impact of this class on you.
All right, so my name is Ayush Kumar, and I'm a sophomore this year, and I'm also in the Computer Science Advanced, so I took Computer Science Principles in my freshman year. So this is my consecutive second year, and I've noticed that not only does this class build just programming skills that will obviously set you up if you want to go in the path of computer science, but it also builds effective communication skills and critical thinking, which is useful for any job to this day, right? And for computer programming-wise, we start off on basic foundations, and those foundations can lead you to learn any programming language that you want. Like, as of right now, I'm learning React.js along with Next.js, and both of them require the foundations that I've learned in my CSP class, and I'm learning in object-oriented programming right now.
And how about you? Can you introduce yourself and then talk a little bit about your path here?
My name is Jack Franson. I am a junior, and I am in the third year of computer science cybersecurity, where we work with networking and cybersecurity. And we've learned a lot. It's like a college course introduction, and we've been learning a lot about how to interface with different things, the process of doing it. A lot of how to protect your data and some other stuff, and we're going to move into configuring networks so that they run, basically.
Well, obviously our computers run our lives. That's pretty obvious. When we don't have electricity, we might as well send everybody home. So computers are big time important in our system. Obviously, protection of data, stuff like that. You guys are the future for this. Introduce yourself and talk about a little bit more about this class and maybe the impact of computer programming and on you.
My name is Carter Hancock. I know for this that I had no idea what anything computers like how it worked. I couldn't work a TV remote going into my first year of this class. I'm currently a junior. And I'm in my third year, I'm currently in Cybersecurity 1. I really walked into this class freshman year, CompSci Principles, going, it's an AP class, sounds fun, I want to do it. And I was more doing it for the AP credit, I was choosing it, and then that's what I came in, walking into it, that was it. And then I really fell in love with just coding in general, as well as the teacher is amazing, and the space and who you're working with, all just amazing people. As well as, I love the problem-solving portion of it. Just all of that going through and going, why is this not working? Why am I getting this bug? Et cetera, et cetera.
You're up next. Talk a little bit about, introduce yourself and talk about the impact of cybersecurity class on you.
My name is James, and I am a sophomore at Sandra Day O'Connor High School. I am currently taking Cybersecurity and Networking 1, and it's a fantastic class. Last year, I did the Computer Science Principles, and it was a blast. I know a little bit of programming beforehand, but it was very basic, and after that year, I can learn so much more even on my own, and I really enjoy it. This class, networking, is now giving me the fundamentals to push that further. Because we're learning everything from how to configure and structure a network to how to interact with computers on a very low level through stuff like command line. And it's really giving me the foundation to take this to a job or however far I need to take it.
Is anybody working as an internship in an actual company today?
The local company is especially Honeywell.
Okay.
And then we have somebody from TSMC who's going to come and speak to my students, and some people from, I'm going to invite, Microsoft. There is somebody whom I know, so she's going to come and talk to my students too.
Yeah, we know the Taiwanese semiconductor manufacturing company is the world's largest chip machine. They're Intel's bigger brother, and they are in the smack dab center of our district. Will have a major impact on our system. And you will be a valued commodity for sure. It sounds like, correct me if I'm wrong, it sounds like the class is teaching you how to learn. And then when you can, so then the sky's the limit. Rather than just worry about page 47, if I teach you how to go learn yourself, you can do many things with this concept. Am I on the right path? Okay. Talk to me a little bit about where you see this concept going forward, because obviously artificial intelligence is a major player going forward. How is the human element still going to be valuable? Anybody?
So a lot of people like saying AI is going to replace programmers. I strongly disagree. I think that rather than AI replacing programmers, stuff like ChatGPT, I think that it is going to be an invaluable tool that every programmer will have to learn how to use. Otherwise, they'll fall behind, because I have learned a lot of what I know about programming and stuff like that by saying, hey, ChatGPT, I'm having XYZ problem with my code. How should I work that out? Do you have like some basic code to explain like what's going on? And it's really helped me really push what I know about programming even further, because I'm not really copying and pasting the code. I'm instead taking it and understanding how it works and implementing it in my own.
So it's kind of a teacher tool. For you, a tool.
Yes.
Any thoughts?
Yeah, so it's on the same line. I obviously disagree that AI will take over completely, because I personally feel like this is just the world evolving, like, all over again. Like, we went from having, like, gas-based cars to electric cars, and obviously the car manufacturing companies have still learned how to make electric-based cars to keep up with the times. So just like every other, like, employee, we will all, as software developers, have to learn how AI works in order to compete in a world with AI. And obviously, I don't feel like AI will replace us completely, because there are certain tasks that AI simply just cannot do. Like, for example, attending meetings or holding like tasks and stuff like that, right? We can't just fully have an entire company relying on just mere AI, right? And obviously, AI is still expanding, and it's not perfect, and we obviously need more people to learn AI machine learning and continue the development of AI for the near future.
Obviously, your class is very advanced, and it has a lot of opportunities for students. Where do you see yourself, anyone from 3 years from now? What do you see as an extension of this class? Anybody see this field in their life?
Yeah, definitely, especially with the fact that 3 years, I'll probably be in college for this, or maybe I'll be in engineering or something like this. But not only does this help us with, you know, basic problem solving, making us think, which is useful for everything, but also being able to apply this to, like, I currently know both Java and JavaScript, HTML, CSS, that I can all apply in an actual entry-level job and continue learning in college. With other, if I'm going to apply it to a different scope, like if I were to instead want to become a mechanical engineer, I still need to understand the basics of this to be able to work my job effectively. So it's still useful in those scenarios as well.
You can apply the concepts in other spots. Good. Maybe you want to finish this out. What do you see for this this area for students in the future? Where is this program heading?
This program, I am hoping that here we will have a Cyber2 program next year, and both of them will be converted to advanced AP. So currently it is powered by College Board, but it's not AP yet. So next year we are looking forward to the College Board converting that to advanced placement, so that our students can get the college credit. So that's what we're looking at for Cyber1 and Cyber2.
So next year or in the future, you should be able to get college credits while you're here. So when you get to college, you can skip over those and keep rolling. All right, thanks for the time visiting. Great, learned a lot today. Way to go, Eagles. And we'll see you down the trail. Maybe some of you will come work for me. Work at Deer Valley Unified. Yeah, we need to protect our data too. All right, keep up the good work. Cybersecurity is going to be a key part of the growth right here in Phoenix, in large part because of the growth of the TSMC plant right in our district's backyard. What will also be growing in our backyard is more housing and local businesses. Everyone will want a backyard in our community as it builds around the plant. Construction Industries is another major growth area here, and DVUSD introduced the Construction Industries CTE course at Barry Goldwater High School this year. For more on this new program and our upcoming CTE High School to Career Expo, I sat down with the CTE specialist, Debbie Kidwell.
Well, hey, Dr. Finch, it's great to be here with you. My name's Debbie Kidwell. I have been in CTE at the district level for going into my sixth year now. Taught for 11 years at Barry Goldwater. Late in life teacher, came from industry like a lot of our career and technical education teachers do. Went to ASU and went through the official teacher school, and then landed my first position at Barry Goldwater, teaching marketing, and then subsequently what was then known as web development.
Speaking of Barry Goldwater, we have a new program there. Talk a little bit about what's going on at Barry Goldwater.
Oh, wow. It is so exciting. We have over 160 students, first year in construction technologies. They are having the time of their life. I would tell you honestly, I've never seen so much excitement, both in industry as well as in the district and also in the classroom and lab with the students. Very exciting to see students that really want a different type of career pathway. And being led by an instructor, William Schooley, Bill Schooley, came from teaching math at one of our other high schools, has a great background in commercial construction, and is really bringing some real-world skills to the students there.
Tell me a little bit about what a kid's week might look like. Are they standing in a room? Are they reading books? So how do they get this experience?
Okay, well, first of all, it's a non-traditional looking type of classroom. You walk in there and you see hard hats, and you've got tables that would typically be used in a drafting environment because they do work on blueprints. But they also have just this unbelievable lab that we're really fortunate to have had a lot of partners with us to get that, including the Office of Economic Opportunity, WESMEC, and also NCCER. So all of them stepped in with a lot of funding. We've got great equipment, a great environment that includes a backyard area that they call where they work outside, and they have access to state-of-the-art hand tools and power tools and equipment and supplies that they need.
Are they building specific projects, or are they learning concepts?
So it's the first year of the program. So typically in career technical education, our programs are built out to be 2, 3, or 4 years. Right now we're targeting the 2-year program because we just started. But in the first year, they get just an overview of a lot of things. Right now they're working on masonry and cement. Before these current skill concepts that they've been learning, they were learning about blueprints, but the most important thing is they start the year learning about safety, and so they get an OSHA 10 certification, which they're still working on. They'll have it complete right after we get back from winter break, and then they start working on an NCCER core certification, which is recognized by industry, actually one of the most widely recognized certifications by industry.
So is it safe to say like a module approach where they learn a little bit about cement, a little bit about electrical, a little bit about
exactly
everything you need in a house?
So second semester, they'll learn about electrical and plumbing. They'll learn about some framing. But they're just learning kind of the, if you think of it, kind of like a hamburger. You know, they're learning a little bit of the meat. We're not going to put on the cheese and all the condiments yet. That happens in year two when they really dig deeper into the technical skills. And then in year two, they get into some other things that they don't get into in year one, such as they will learn about finishing on the outside of a project. They'll learn about detailed framing of floors and those kinds of technical skills that they don't really get in the first year of the program.
Let's say we have a really advanced student. Is there any chance for them to, as a senior, to go to an internship?
Absolutely. In fact, the amount of industry interest in this program is like nothing I've ever seen. We've already had DPR Construction in, which is one of the top commercial construction companies, Sunt. We've had the Masonry Council in. All of these organizations are sending in their teams to do work-based learning with our students, so they're getting hands-on experience right now. There are some very innovative programs out there for students to leave high school and be directly employed in these high-wage, high-demand positions. For example, a couple weeks ago, we got to go to the Home Building Academy, which is a partnership between the home builder community here in Phoenix, and they provide a 9-week program. Students can go in there, they learn basic framing skills, and are put into a direct pipeline where they can be hired. You know, probably they could be hired by August after graduating in May from one of our high schools. Some of the other things that they can do is a lot of these companies like Sunt and DPR, they want to hire them, and they'll build the talent themselves. They have people and trainers that do that. And a really exciting story is at our recent council that we hold with industry, one of our students who's a senior has actually already committed to a position with one of Deer Valley's business partners, which is West Coast Plumbing. So we're really excited about the students going directly into employment. But we have a lot of students that are younger, too. So we're building this pipeline. We have a lot of 9th and 10th graders that are going to be with us through the course of building this program out. And we look forward to finding out as the state gets more sophisticated in how they deal with the apprenticeship program for students that are under 18, how we can put that talent into the pipeline.
So if I'm a middle school mom and I want my kid to check it out, what can I do to learn a little bit more about maybe some of the cool things that CTE offers?
Well, first I want to just tell you that in the middle schools, the traditional middle schools like Desert Sky Middle School, we have a construction exploratory program. So the students could actually be exploring that in grades 7 and 8. But if they are in 8th grade and they're getting ready to enter high school, there's a couple great ways. First of all, talk to their counselor at the school. But secondly, we'd love to see them come to our CTE Expo.
Tell me a little bit more about that. What am I going to see there?
So you're going to see all of our programs. It's a showcase of all 22 of the Deer Valley Unified satellite programs, which are funded by WESMEC, as well as WESMEC will be there talking about the programs that are available for grades 11 and 12 for students that are pursuing other pathways that we don't have at our 5 high schools. But all the programs will be there. We have student ambassadors. We find that those student ambassadors, which we call our purple shirts, that so you can recognize them if you come to see the purple shirts, those students can really engage in a great conversation with the 8th graders. And then the teachers and instructors are there to talk to the parents about what their students will experience.
If I'm a sophomore or junior, can I still get into CTE?
Absolutely.
I don't have to be a freshman?
You do not. You do not. You can enter CTE anytime. It's recommended that you have a pathway in mind as you enter into high school, but you can certainly go into grades 10 or 11. And we frequently have seniors that come into WESMEC programs for the first time as they're moving into that more serious time of choosing a career.
That CTE High School to Career Expo is this Thursday at the Innovation Center next to the district office from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. You've heard from the students and teachers. Now let's hear from someone who's had the construction in his blood. Mike Dammy is a construction manager for Sunt Construction. He and his company have already played a big part in the construction industry's class at Goldwater. Dammy shares how CTE courses of all kinds can help students get off and running in the chosen field right after high school graduation.
Thank you for having me. My name is Michael Dammy. I work for Sunt Construction. Been there just about 19 years. Sunt's been around for 134 years, construction company. I was introduced to Sunt by my father, who worked there 39 years, and my mother, who worked there 12 years.
So that's a family operation, and if it's got both of you in it, all three, a lot of the family members.
Yeah, we've been very blessed to be a part of Sunt and being part of the construction industry. My dad got into it right out of high school as well. He grew up in the valley as well, and it was a good opportunity for me. So
did you pick up the drive from him, or just did he pull you to that environment, and then you got to see it in real time, or how did it happen?
Construction has always been a part of our lives. We've always done things around the house, helping my dad or helping the buddies. And my dad, you know, actually when I graduated high school, I had an urge to get into architecture and drafting and took classes. And I realized I was drawing what I actually wanted to build. And I think the satisfaction of me building the things and being around the crew and the team is what really drew me to construction. And when I got into it, I just fell in love with it.
You said you were from this zone, the Valley. Talk a little bit about what you've seen up in our zone, in the Deer Valley Unified School District zone. We obviously, TSMC is here now and bringing many, many companies, and we're seeing an explosion. How does that impact the construction industry, the one you're involved in?
So it's weird. The industry works kind of in cycles. I was born in the Valley. My dad lived here. My grandfather was a carpenter as well. They moved here from Nebraska following work. I think right around 92, maybe 93, my dad, the Arizona kind of dried up, and my dad went to San Diego with Sunt, and that's where I was kind of raised. We came back and forth when he worked. But I was actually in San Diego up until 2019, and that market, while it didn't dry up, it slowed a lot down, and I found myself over here a lot, so we made the move. When you see an area like Arizona where the big tech companies, the industrial work, the wastewater treatment centers come, slowly right behind them comes the building. And when I say building, the commercial buildings. So it's just been a very steady market for us. It's been very consistent, which provides a great opportunity for people getting into the industry, but at the same time, consistency for the gentlemen, the men and women that have been in the industry.
Talk a little bit about kids, because the purpose of this podcast is to really introduce our students to where their future is going around here. We have a program at Barry Goldwater, just started a construction trades program. I think you've seen it. Talk a little bit about what you saw and how that can help your company in the future.
So really happy to be involved in the Barry Goldwater program. I'm actually on the advisory board for them. Went out and toured it a couple times, went and spoke to all the classes. The industry, it's no secret, there is a lot of retirees or upcoming guys, they're getting out. And I think over the last couple, maybe the last decade, we've kind of done ourselves a disservice because we've kind of always seen construction as a, well, if it doesn't work out, you can go there. And I think what we failed to do is realize that there's actually a great career in construction. It doesn't have to be a, if you don't make this. And if you get involved in it early, or if you get involved in it late, it's a great career for young kids where you can start just much like college. You can start early on. You do your 4-year apprenticeship, get your journeyman card, and you're off to the races. You're providing for your family
without the debt.
Without the debt. Yeah, that's the big one. Without the debt, and you're also learning how to do things around the house and improve your home. And it's also I tell the high school students, like today I was telling them, it's a lot like sports. You know, you can't build a building or you can't build a project by yourself. So you get really immersed in those teams and you get really close to these guys and you do some really fun things.
A lot of I know a little bit about myself. I see construction, especially the repair and the maintenance side of it, as problem solving, a skill that you need for the rest of your life. So when you're in front of these kids at Goldwater, what kind of applications, what kind of stories, what are you trying to tell them about how valuable this could be in your future?
I tell them it's you know, we talk about, you know, parents and how they push so hard into sports and baseball, and they allocate so much time and effort into baseball or football. And I tell them, you know, statistically there's a 99% chance that you're probably not going to make the major leagues, unfortunately. What if I was able to tell your parents that there's a 100% chance you will make a career in construction? And, you know, there's no secret to construction. It's not extremely hard. It can be dangerous if you aren't trained and you don't know what you're doing. But if you just get involved and you learn, it becomes relatively, you know, it becomes relatively not easy, but manageable. And it's such a great career.
You, and obviously when you're building a house, building a building, there are many different subcontractors that work as well. You just don't have to be a framer. You can be a plumber. You can be, there's all kinds of different jobs that are related to putting a building up. And then again, going back to our Goldwater program, I think that's what we're trying to do there. You're trying to hook them in, right?
Trying to help them, because when you say construction, a lot of people just automatically think, you know, some people think ditch digging. Some people think it's just hammering and nails. But to your point, there's so many opportunities, whether it's, you know, you said electrical, plumbing, mechanical, there's elevator guys, there's running heavy equipment. And so at Barry Goldwater, what we're really trying to do and focus on is trying to get them a concrete construction curriculum, which is what I do, concrete construction, and kind of develop that mold or that curriculum that they can build off of. The other thing that Barry Goldwater is doing a really good job is they partner up with the NCCER, which is a nationally recognized organization. So in the event that they do leave Arizona, they've got that card that says they're a journeyman, and that's applicable anywhere in the United States, anywhere in the nation. So it's a really good program, giving them options. You know, I never liked doing electrical, but I know just enough to say, like, we'll get grandpa or we'll hire somebody. I love concrete. I love construction.
So. And you mentioned, too, that you have visited with Westmec students. Yep. That's another great option for kids here. They have many programs over there, including construction. What kind of HVAC is over there, many different other programs. When you talk to kids that are not in construction but at Westmec, what are you telling them?
One of the things that I've been really focused on is getting out to the schools that don't have those programs and talking to them, speaking to some of the kids at Pinnacle High School and their football team, letting them know that I just think we've done a bad job of getting that option out to the kids and letting them know. And even if you do want to go into college and that's your dream, there's still construction within college as well. So it's just letting them know, giving them an option, just letting all these kids know that there is options.
You have mentioned college a couple of times. There is also some parts of construction that you need college for. Are there companies that help pay for that, or do you go to college first and then get hired by the company, or do you do it hand in hand, or how does it work for that side of it?
I can't speak on all companies, but I do know that there are, like, for example, Sun Construction, where I work for, you know, they have an opportunity not only to come in as an apprentice and learn the trade that they're doing at that particular moment, but as you get hired on and you choose, or as you grow in your career, if you choose, like, you know what, I do want to try college and I do want to, you know, Sun has programs where they pay for your college. They pay, we have an employee right now, his name's Eric. So he started it as a labor, and, you know, we say labor, that's usually the first step. He started as that, he got into the apprenticeship program. So that's step number one, to be a journeyman carpenter. Through that time frame, he found a passion for survey and layout. And he found a passion for robotics. And so we got him involved in that. And the company paid for that. And he learned that aspect of the trade. And then now he's in a really unique situation where he's like, I really like the office. I want to be a project manager someday. I want to do the finances. So Sun's paying 100% for his college education at night. And he's working on getting his degree in construction management.
It's pretty obvious that construction in Arizona in particular is the opportunities are vast. They are crying for employees today. And it's only beginning to ramp up in our zone in particular. Thousands of families are coming this direction. It's not if, it's when.
Right.
You can just drive around and see all of the construction that's going now. And really the part, particularly around the factory, hasn't even been, all put together yet. So it's in the next decade, this zone will be one of the most active in the state of Arizona.
Yeah, it's this is the first wave. So typically, like I was saying earlier, is when you start noticing the data centers and you start noticing the big factories, you got to remember those things will employ hundreds, if not thousands, of employees. Well, where do they live? So then comes the residential, commercial, or the residential framing and the framing of the houses. Well, then you need to start thinking about the buildings and the hotels and all those other aspects that follow right behind it. So I always encourage the kids to look around, and right now you'll see it's only the first wave. This isn't something you're not at the tail end. It's never too late. It's hard because construction is a ever-changing environment. And again, it comes and goes. And what I mean by that is 1 year, your particular area could be the hot zone. And then as that gets developed and you run out of room, but to your point, you look around Arizona and it's just like, man, there's a lot of room. And there's a lot of things that are starting right now will open up a tremendous amount of career for people, and they need places to live. They need places to drive. They need all those different things.
And obviously, as a kid, if I'm a 15-year-old, going to a program like Barry Goldwater helps me get a taste of what the different maybe branches are of construction that I might be interested in. That's the best way to do it versus waiting until you get out of high school.
The best part about that, and when they do graduate high school and they finish their program, the other thing that they're doing is they're setting themselves ahead of all the other students or all the other potential new hires. Because when they're working with an accredited program like NCCER, so they're getting their their core curriculum courses knocked out. So when we hire them, they're jumping ahead of all those other guys by essentially a year within their three-year apprenticeship program.
And then they also find out things that they're interested in, so they don't waste time in a particular area. Right. They can say, oh, no, I really like framing. I'm going to go that way, or plumbing, or electrical, or HVAC, or whatever. So that's what the pluses of CTE in the high school perspective. And we are very blessed in Deer Valley. We have a bunch of great programs. Mm-hmm. And obviously, WestMech provides us even more opportunities for kids. So, and you can actually work in Phoenix. You could work near home, where that might not right. be the case in North Dakota. You might have to leave
right.
and come to Phoenix to work. You can actually work here right out of high school in your zone and do very well.
Right. And on the flip side of that, if your ultimate goal while you're young and before you're married and have a family, if your goal is to get out and see the country, get on with a regional or get on with a regional contractor, someone that, you know, like right now, Sun has a tremendous amount of opportunities in different areas. I'm blessed enough to be, I have a job in Northern California, I have a job in Central California, I have a job in Southern California, I have a job, we have jobs in Oregon, Salt Lake City, you know, so that's one of the things that drew me to construction was because before I had a family, I wanted to see everything I could.
I just want to thank you for supporting Barry Goldwater's construction program and carrying the construction flag for us
yeah.
in this community, because obviously this is a problem that's only going to get worse if we don't get our kids involved and start forming the next generation. So thanks again for helping us.
No problem. And then one thing I would say is, you know, if someone is listening to this or they're thinking like, man, I've never touched a hammer, this is not for me. What I always say to the kids before I leave is we only ask that you have three things: effort, attendance, and attitude. Those are three things that you can control as a new hire. Everything else you can get taught. So, you know, you show up on time, or you show up when you're expected, you have a good attitude about what's going on, and then you put forth the effort, everything else we can build around.
Yeah, we do the same thing here, but there's a lot of things we can teach you, but effort and being consistency and hard work, that comes from inside,
yes,
and you control that. So, yeah, we send that same message to our students. So thanks again for helping us out, and appreciate your line of work and its impact on our neighborhood.
Thank you very much.
Construction industries and cybersecurity are just two of the 22 career paths available at DVUSD high schools. To learn more about CTE or courses at WestMech, visit dvusd.org/CTE. Or if you're in a middle school or high school, consult with your parents and guidance counselor on the path or paths that might be right for you. As you go down that path, make sure you have your earbuds in and your phone tuned in to previous episodes of The Soup Scoop on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or at dvusd.org/soupscoop. I'm Dr. Curtis Finch, and you're all caught up on everything happening at DVUSD with The Soup Scoop Podcast.